The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
You've won your last two. Pretty impressive given the injury list. Do you feel like you're getting back to your best?
I think we are. I think even the game against GWS we lost, I think we showed that we're getting back. We probably played two or three good quarters that game. And in the last 2 weeks against Port, and you know, our backs have been up against the wall, and the boys have come out and shown their true colours.
You get Jack Riewoldt back tonight. You excited about the partnership with Tom Lynch? We didn't get to see it much after that first week and when he got injured. Are you excited about what they can deliver down there?
Yeah, we are. Once again, they haven't played together much at all and even trained together. So hopefully it does work well. It might take a bit of time. But at the same time, you know, Josh Caddy's down there as well, and Dustin Martin, and a fleet of small players. So hopefully it clicks tonight.
Blake Ian Cohen upstairs. Cam Mooney's with me. Ben Casanelia as well. Just a word on tonight, because Richmond obviously play in front of big crowds a lot of the time, but tonight is a special night that Richmond and Melbourne are now sharing, obviously ahead of tomorrow's big game as well. But look, it is a different night.
It certainly is. It's a great opportunity for the players and the clubs to, you know, pay their respects to the fall and the soldiers of the past. But I didn't really know much about Anzac Eve game until 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago, sorry. And the spectacle of tonight is amazing. You know, Anzac Day's right up there. I was lucky to play in seven of those games. But tonight, I think in the dark and the build-up, it's right up there, and it's a great time to play footy.
Do you find some players react differently to that when they're standing there? I mean, Matthew Lloyd, I spoke to today, he said he was really nervous during the national anthem because he wanted the legs to stay warm and everything else, but he was also wanting to pay respect at the same time.
Yeah, I think we're all different. I love standing there and paying my respects. I guess you know, some players have got relations that have been in the wars and so forth. It's probably a different experience for those people, but you know, I was really excited about playing. I loved playing in front of a big crowd and a big game, you know, all our players are different, and hopefully they're ready to go.
Blake, it's your power forward, starting power forward here, Cam Mooney.
You're talking basketball or football? Because you weren't very powerful last night.
It was shocking last night, wasn't it? Horrible. The form turnaround, Riley just spoke about it before, but what has been the catalyst around that form turnaround that you have had over the last few weeks?
That's a good question. I think probably round two and round three, we play some very good teams in Collingwood and the Giants, and they're going to be right up there this year as well. Sorry, they've been pushed over one of the players. But we did show quite a bit of form against the Giants, and then, you know, backs to the wall against Port Adelaide to go over there. And I think we all knew we needed to play well and play our roles and execute what we try to do week in, week out. And then last week we carried on. But now, tonight's a different ball game. Melbourne, their backs are up against the wall, and we were there 2 weeks ago, so we know they're going to come out firing, and hopefully they haven't rectified what's been going wrong.
Have you talked about maybe a Tom McDonald going back and playing down there tonight? Has that been a talking point with you guys in the coach's box?
Oh, yeah, we do touch on the opposition a little bit, but mainly we stick to our systems and our structures. We know, you know, sometimes teams throw some spanners in the works, and, you know, They change players around. They might tag some players. We're not too sure, but once the game starts, if we need to change something small, we certainly will.
Blake, it's Ben Cass. How would you describe Moons' basketball style?
Excellent.
He's a bit confused whether he's an outside player, a point guard, or a power forward, to be honest. And to be honest, so am I. I'm not sure where his best spot is, but we didn't have a great night last night. We lost by 30 points. We had a couple of our key.
30 points?
We're reigning premiers. Let's just get that on the table. We're reigning premiers. We've got a hangover
at the
moment.
What do you want, number one draft pick?
We had a great finish to last season, and unfortunately for us, a couple of our smaller ball handlers weren't playing, and we lost our way.
Okay, you lost your...
I had to point guard for a bit. Disaster.
One last one before we let you go. Jack Ross, 187, 185, still 18 years of age. Geez, he's been well fed.
He's a big boy, Jack. He's got the nickname the Man-Child, but he's been fantastic. We knew when he first got to the club in the pre-season, he was a natural footballer. He knows where to go to find the ball. He's hard. He's got a great sense of decision-making as well. He's just a natural footballer. And we didn't know when he'd get in the team, but he certainly got in early and been playing some great footy.
And I know just obviously not great for him personally. Jack Graham not playing, good sign for your team, but... Geez, I watched him a couple of weeks ago and thought he was one of your better players. It doesn't take much before you're out of the side.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've got some depth through the team, and we've all got roles to play. We've got, you know, a bunch of small forwards down there and some backline players. So we've got certain types of players who go through the midfield. And unfortunately for, you know, some players, Brandon Ellis has played some great footy the last 2 weeks, but he's found his way out of the team early on as well. So, you know, you just need to keep playing good footy.
Blakey, last one quickly. Tommy Lynch, how far off full fitness is he? Because he's had an outstanding start to the year for someone who missed a lot of pre-season. But how far off is he, do you think?
Hey, good question. I don't really know, but what I do know is he's probably going to take more time to fit into our system than get fully fit, if that makes sense. And tonight's a challenge. We've got Jack down there as well for the second time they've played together. And I don't think Dustin... Anyway, it's a new structure, and he has been playing well, and let's hope it works.
Blake, we'll let you go. We know you've got important duties, obviously, for the Tigers. Go well tonight. Appreciate your time. Good luck with the basketball.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We need it.
Practice your three throws, mate.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.